think.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. Hello. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are considered to be sons of light, Hebrew Israelites, that do the will of the eternal heavenly forefather, which we came to the 12 tribes of Israel. And the 12 tribes consist of Native Americans, so-called African Americans, so-called Latino Americans. So we normally do our show We normally do our show on Sundays at 11 o'clock to 11:45. We've been gone for a while because of certain situations that occurred, but we want to thank the Eternal Heavenly Forefather and Mother for giving us another opportunity to come back and reestablish ourselves again. So, you know, we're going to do our best to continue to do our Blog Talk Radio show. But anyway, so being said, you know, I want to thank my brother Adir for coming down. And, you know, he comes from Jersey to come to my home to do this show. So I want to thank him. And I want to mention a few of the ministries we got. We have a Blog Talk Radio show that what we do, like I said, from 11 o'clock to 11:45. Then we also have a Pow Talk that we do from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. Sometimes we go over 1:30. I want to mention some of the other ministries that we do. We have a book buying ministry that consists of the Nag Hammadi. If anybody's interested in needing a Nag Hammadi, we will, you know, do our best to help them to get a Nag Hammadi. My brothers Chase and brother Benaya also does videos on YouTube, and you can catch all of that under my brother's subscription, Adir Bay Israel. He also does fantastic videos on Saturday evening. Fantastic. You got to check that out. And that's like Saturday evening around 3 to 4 o'clock. You can catch all his videos. All of that is under the subscription under Adir Bay Israel. Now, we also have a food ministry named after my mother, the Sandra Johnson Food Ministry. So if anybody needs food, you can get in contact with dodaman@aol.com. Right now, my brother's his email is down, so you can get in contact with me at dodaman@aol.com. I'll let you know when Brother Deer's email's back up. Okay, so being though all that said, I want to get into our topic today, and it's very interesting topic. The name of our show is The Heavenly Father's Last Call. Now, the name of our topic is, okay, it's called The Nations Will Receive Judgment, Israel Receives Salvation. Okay? Now, you can never have it both ways. And what I mean by that is that when the nations on top, we on the bottom. When we on top, the nations on the bottom. You see, this is polarity, still polarity, any way you look at it. You see, if we ruling, we on top. If they ruling, we on the bottom. So to show you that this is it where we at, we living in the last seconds and moments of this reality. You see, this is it. You see, and I'm going to show you in several ways, whereas when I speak about our nation, I'm speaking about our nation and the elect. I'm speaking of several salvations that's going to occur at the same time. You see, it's going to be a lot of things that's going to occur, and also the nations being judged, all of these at the same time. So let me go into my first scripture that's at Genesis 15:14. If you have a King James Version Bible, you can look up that at Genesis 15:14. Now listen what the mother father said. It says, "And also the nations who they serve, I will judge. Afterwards, they shall come out with great possessions." Okay. In the future, near future, you see, and I mean near, the Father. He's already judging the nations now, but I'm talking about he's going to put his hand really on them. And we're going to see the judgment, you know. Right now, he's breaking their kingdom down little by little.
Yeah.
You see, he's breaking their kingdom down. And what did he say? He say, and they shall come out with great possessions, meaning our nation is going to come out with great possessions. Just like when we left Egypt and we were freed, the father and mother freed us from Egypt. What we did, we come out with all the gold and all the vital things that they had. We left with all the possessions. You see what I'm saying? So, same thing that's going to occur is a pattern. Just watch the father, mother. They do patterns of things. So, okay, let's go on to my second scripture. Now, check this out. At Isaiah 34, 1 to 3. Now, listen to this. At Isaiah 34, 1 to 3. Listen what it reads. It says, come near ye nations to hear, and hearken ye people. Let the earth hear and all that is therein, the world and all things that come forth of it. Mm-hmm. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and his fury upon all armies. He have utterly destroyed them. He have delivered them to slaughter. Their slain also shall be cast out, and their stink shall come up out of their carcass, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood. Now you see, again, the Father is judging the nations, but he's judging them on such a high level that he's going to the point of saying that they're dead stink carcasses.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? See, you know what a carcass, it rots, it stinks. You see? So the Father letting you know. He said, now think about this. He said, and the mountain shall be melted with their blood. How do you melt a mountain? But it said melted with their blood. So that's showing you the father, mother means business. You see what I'm saying? He's not playing. When he judges these nations, he's going to judge them and judge them fierce.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because listen to the words that he's telling us.
Mm-hmm.
You see, now, right now, I'm speaking about the judgment of the nations. You know, this is strictly right now, the judgment of the nations. But I will come to Israel when they start receiving salvation. Okay, now I'm going to take us to our next scripture at Acts 7:7. Now check this out. And it says, and the nations to whom they will be in bondage, I will judge, said God. And after that, they should come out and serve me in this place. Okay. Now, again, they're going to be in bondage. You see, he's going to bond those. He's going to bond them. James, balls and chains. You remember how they bonded us? Everything that they done to us shall be done back to them.
Mm-hmm.
You see, anything they have done to Israel, the Father is going to do to them. You put his chosen children in chains and bonded them and put them in bondage, so they going in bondage. These is not my words. These is the father, mother's words.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so when you know, they living their life right now, they living their best life right now. Some of them don't know they going in chains and bond, but they are.
Mm-hmm.
They going in chains. They going to be in bondage.
Yes.
You see? So, you know, so they living their best life, but all of it is about to end very soon.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, you know, right now, we're just seeing them having their way. See? When they ruling, they on top.
Mm-hmm.
We on the bottom. You know, you can't have it both ways. You know, it's either we on top or they on the bottom, or they on top, we on the bottom.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So, okay, we're going to go into another scriptures at Deuteronomy 31:3. Now, listen to this. It says, the Lord your God himself crosses over before you. He will destroy these nations from before you, and you shall dispose them. Joshua himself crosses over before you, just as the Lord had said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now the father again telling you he's going to destroy these nations. But when he said Joshua himself will cross over before you, just as the Lord said, he's bringing salvation. When the Hebrew Israelites cross the Jordan River,
mm-hmm.
Joshua crossed first because Joshua was a priest,
mm-hmm.
you see, in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
So the priest crossed first the river, and you're gonna, and I'm gonna tie that in to what's gonna happen to light brothers and light sisters while we restored first, and then our nation is restored. So that's why it says the Lord said, because Joshua crossed the river first with the priest, and then our nation crossed afterwards. They were both receiving salvation, but Joshua received the salvation first because he's a priest. You see what I'm saying? And that's going to tie in when I go into the next scriptures. That's what's becoming from the keys of Enoch. Okay? I just meant to mention, if anybody want to give us a call, feel free to give us a call. Our number is 845-241-9966. And feel free to call us if you have anything you would like to enlighten us with or talk to us about, feel free to call. Now, I'm about to go into now Israel and Light Brothers' salvation. Now, check this out. Now, this is going to be coming from the keys of Enoch. From the keys of Enoch. Now, listen to, I'm sorry. Yes, this one is coming from the keys of Enoch, page 425. 2 and 3. Keys of Enoch. If you have your keys of Enoch, go to page 425, 2 and 3. Now, listen to the salvation. It reads, the higher fields of consciousness will be like a biosatellite technology which will come down into the earth field. It will be synchronized with 12 time warps throughout the planet. Excuse me. It says people who overstand the visitation of the higher intelligence will be moved into these safe areas or chambers of the earth, which will be open there. They will be delivered through the arcs of light thrown upon the face of the earth by the higher evolution.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that telling us? That's telling us, you see, when this vibration comes down, when this judgment comes down on this earth, right? You know, it says higher fields of consciousness. You see, when this higher fields of consciousness, this vibration, the mother, father bringing this higher consciousness, they say it's a biosatellite technology that will come down onto the earth field. And it said it will be synchronized with 12 times warp throughout the planet. So it's letting us know it's going to come so fast.
Yeah.
When you talk about a 12 times warp, one warp, you ever see Star Trek and they said, and Captain Kirk said, take us into warp speed, and they shoo, you know, and they just disappear. That's one warp. The mother, the scripture adhere said 12 times warp. So that's telling us it's going to come down so fast. It's going to wham. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't going to have no time. You ain't going to have no time.
How fast we don't go with
no. It's going to be quick, man. And that's why I said the people who overstand the warp, the people that overstand the warp will be moved into these safe areas of the chambers of the earth. So I'm going to just tell you, see, we're going to be taken. The angels are coming in the chariot to take us into a Garthia. See, there's safe zones. The Father got all kind of safe zones. you know, for us to go to. You know, he describes them as arcs of light, you know, but we're going to be delivered. Salvation, you see, salvation for those who overstand the higher evolution, the transformation that's going to be taken upon this earth. You have to overstand that transformation. So now is the time to be seeking the light, chasing the Father, the Mother, Messiah, Metatron, chasing them so you can get an understanding of what's going to occur and how this higher consciousness is coming to this earth. And it is here already, but it's going to come with full, you know, quick. It ain't going to be no time for you to escape the Father's judgment. So you have to be what they call in these safe zones so that you can receive the salvation.
Yes.
But I got to go on because I can go on and on with that. So we're going to go into the keys of Enoch, verse 4 on page 426. And listen what it reads. It says, now this is going to give us a description of these safe zones, these arcs of light that is going to be for Israel. It says, the arc of light is the arc of salvation, which is connected with Noah, Moses, Jakadah, and all the great lords of light that have spoken of how the ark is an ark that connects with the meridian light within the meridian. The light will protect you and enable those who are there to spiral through the meridians of light into higher system of space, time, continuum. See, these lights is not just regular light. You see what I'm saying? It's almost like you can't even see the light, but the light is going to be like a protection all in one at the same time. It's a protection for Israel. Just as Moses got on the ark, he was on the ark that was his protection, but it's going to be greater arcs of light, which is going to be our protection for us to be in these safe zones, so that we don't be destroyed with the nation. It's protection from the mother and father. But you got to be there in order to be protected. Because if you ain't in them safe zone, you'll be destroyed. You see?
Now let me add a little bit what Rudolph's saying here. What he's saying is this. It's a low-level Merkaba.
Right.
It's a low-level Merkaba because it's not a full Merkaba yet.
Right.
It's a low-level Merkaba frequency, high vibration, to make your molecules adjust to the higher frequency and vibrations of a higher realm that you're on. You can't exist there. It's like Rudolph always said, is the blueprint is always there.
Mm-hmm.
If you look from the top to the bottom, the Merkaba is always around any entity to take it to any level. It's always that conscious, that wisdom, that Merkaba. It's just a low-level Merkaba because you have to adjust to that Merkaba. You must be trained to have certain Merkabas. You know what I'm saying? It's just like when it say Enoch.
Mm-hmm.
Enoch got, remember in the book of Enoch with Dolph, when it say he got 300,000 something of wisdom.
Right.
300,000 something of whatever it was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That means his Merkaba was increased
mm-hmm.
so high that, you know, anybody couldn't get in that Merkaba.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's basically what Dolph's saying.
Yeah. Thank you, brother. Because, see, that's perfect. Exactly. You see, everything is going to be increased, but you got to be on that level, and that conscious level to get it.
Yeah.
But it starts now. That's why we're telling you, you have to start now chasing the Father, Soul, and Mother, so you can get on that higher conscious frequency.
Yeah.
Okay, let me go into the next. This one is the Keys of Enoch, verse 5 and 6 on page 426. Now listen what this reads. It says, at the time of the great interplanetary exodus, Earth man will be taken to the throne of the next universe. The throne stands for central control of a given universe, and as the universe expands, the space of our local universe is augmented so that we, in being taken to the throne, discover that we are participants in the ascension of the universe as we collectively become the next universe.
Mm-hmm.
You see, do you understand? You're leaving this dimension.
Yeah.
You're going into another dimension.
Yes. Yes, a higher dimension. Yes.
So in order to exist in that higher dimension, you have to already pick up the frequencies and to be able to exist in that higher dimension.
Yes. Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So if you don't pick them frequencies up, you can't go in that dimension. It's impossible. That's why you have to start now.
Yes.
You, like my brother Wadir always say, do your due diligence, your study and that stuff now.
Yes.
You know, forget what I'm saying.
Yes.
Go look it up.
Yes.
See if I'm telling you what I'm reading is right.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? You got to do your own homework.
Yes.
That's true. Brother Wadir always stressed that out to us. And when you do your homework, then you will understand what we mean by that.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
Because you're not going to make it if you don't connect with these frequencies and be on that level. You can't. It's impossible, brother.
Okay. Now, to add what he just said, basically what he's saying is this in addition to what he's saying. You know, it's adding to more overstanding what he's saying. What he's saying is if you don't do the work, then your cells and atoms and all your bio computer, what it is, it won't change because you ain't do no work. It stayed where it was at. It's dormant. So when you do the work, you activate certain latent things inside your body, and you make them activate. But if they're not activated by you not doing the work, then they stay asleep. So that make you fall into the air when it say every man or woman to their order.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you stay on a lower level of order. You know what I'm saying? So it's all up to you, you know, in a sense of what order you on. Like Rodolph said, if you don't do the work, you're going to stay on a lower order. And like the scriptures tell you, you're going to be looking up saying, man, baby, how you get that?
That
could have
been
you know
me. Right, exactly, brother, exactly. So the thing is, you don't want to get left behind.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right,
you don't want to get left behind. You want to advance. You want to advance.
Yeah.
But the only way to advance is do the work. You got to do the work.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on to our next scripture. And it's from the Keys of Enoch at verse 7 and 8 on page 426. Now, this is gonna nail it down for us. Now, check this out.
Where is it again?
The Keys of Enoch, page 426, 7 and 8.
Okay.
Now, check this out. It says, the throne stands for the central control of a given universe. And as the universe expands, the space of our local universe is augmented so that we, in being taken to the throne, discover that we are participants in the ascension of our universe as we collectively become the next universe, the three-dimensional universe that will inherit the spiritual paradigm. We are now leaving behind. We will be connected to our throne, the seed of the sieve tube. I'm going to say that again. The throne, like a seed to a sleeve tube. See, is letting you know. Now, this is particularly talking about light brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Because we're leaving out of this third dimension. We're going into the new dimension, which is considered to be the part of the Father's throne.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And they say it's connected like a C2 because, see, when you go through a C2, it's like a portal.
Mm-hmm.
You, it's like a sleeve tube.
Yeah.
If you ever look at a portal,
yeah.
A portal is like a sleeve tube, but you're leaving from the third dimension into the next highest dimension.
Yeah.
That's why it said it's like a sleeve tube because you're leaving one dimension and going to another one.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Now, that's particularly for light brothers.
Yeah.
And sisters, you see. So, you know, that's very important. That's why I say, look, you look at the light brothers, salvation. We receive salvation too.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Again, this is going to take me to my next scripture at the Keys of Enoch, verse 9 and 10 on verse in page 426. Check this out. Keys of Enoch. 9 and 10, 426. Now listen to this. It says, and as we are taken to the throne, The Lord will call his children forth to inherit the heavens, which their souls have sufficiently, what? Prepared for. Consequently, not all the children of God will ascend to the same star system. Some will ascend in bodies of light to spiritual planets, while others will keep their physical form and will be transferred bio satellite cities to advance knowledge of the physical spiritual domain.
Look at that.
Look at that. So check this out. And I'm going to let my brother comment in this. Now check this out. It's telling us, like brothers and sisters, that is the elect. We're going to be transformed into a Christ body.
Mm-hmm.
But not only is they going to be transformed, but they are going to go to a certain star system. All of us don't go to the same star system.
Right.
That's what it's telling us. Some light brothers and sisters is going to go to different star systems and different places. And some of them, now listen to this. It says some of them will stay here in a physical form and advance in the kingdoms of the physical spiritual domains. In other words, in Agarthia.
Right.
Here, they're going to advance in Agarthia. You see what I'm saying? But they're going to be here. You know, we all, like brothers and sisters, do not go to the same place because the Father has work for them to do here
right. And
work for us to do on different planets and different universes and different worlds. We all are not took into the same place, although they will be like brothers and sisters, and they still will rule with Messiah and everything, but they just going to be, the Father is going to have them stationed here to help the children of Israel to learn certain technologies and things that's going to be taught by them, by the light brothers and sisters that is already transformed into the Christ body that knows this technology.
Right.
You see?
Right.
That's why I say our salvation is incredible. You see, it's going to be so much happening. That's why you ain't going to have time later to pick up these things. You got to be on it now so that you can prepare your minds and hearts.
Right.
To take in this wisdom and knowledge that the Mother Father has given us.
Right, right. So in addition to what he's saying, basically, you know how I say for light brethren, you can go high as you want to go. That's what he's saying for light brother. You can go high as you want to go, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But for the two-thirds and the ones that haven't really done the work, because like you said, all of Israel are going to be saved.
Right.
The second part in the physical bodies, when he said that you're going to be, while others will keep their physical form and will be transported by bio satellite cities to advance kingdoms of the physical spiritual domain. So what that is saying is, you know, they try to make it sound all technical. And
right.
Spaceships.
You know
what I'm saying?
Of course.
City-sized ships. You know what I'm saying? That's where the discernment comes in with the spirit, because it helps you see these things
right. On
another level.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what they're saying is spaceships, but the Edomite don't want to make it sound all mystical and stuff and get you all happy so you can understand it. But it's saying by spaceships.
Yep.
So you know how, like on Independence Day, how they travel in physical bodies and ships and motherships, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's saying. But it's the part of Israel that get restored later, and they just be in the physical. Because even in that process of them doing the work in physical bodies and stuff like that, they're going to stay still evolving.
Mm-hmm.
They just evolve to the level where they at, every man to your order.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Father say everybody going to enjoy where they at.
Right.
You know, I'm hearing that right now. I'm in spaceships and stuff like that, flying around. I'm excited like a mother. You know what I'm saying? Like what you're saying, we ain't none of us going to be disappointed because our work going to be so beautiful. They're going to be spiritual entities able to manipulate all the elements on their level.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you, like a brother, like my daughter say, he going to higher realms, he'll be able to manipulate things like time, everything, time, space, chemicals, molecules, bodies, anything he needs, he can do on that level. Because when you walk amongst the stars, literally walk amongst the stars, you can manipulate any environment you go in. That's what he's saying. When you go high as you want to go, you know what I'm saying? You must be trained to do all these things. You just don't just walk up in somewhere, especially what they call magic or manipulation, alchemy. Just can't walk up in there and just jump up in there. Yeah, yo, look, man, you know what I'm saying? What we doing? You can't say that. You got to be trained and go through this stuff and understand how to adjust, like Vidal said before, when you say measures and weights, you need to understand the environment you're in. So you can make the adjustments with the measures and weights of the environment, the chemistry, the body type, the mindset, everything, the feminine, masculine aspect, the whole genre, colors, sounds, everything. You must overstand that to go in that particular atmosphere and to conduct yourself where, because our main job is never to disturb the environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When you go in there, you ain't going to go there, be too damn strong. You know what I'm saying? You done made the environment react to your presence. You know what I'm saying? Like when the Most High come into this realm. You know what I'm saying? When they powerful, the atmosphere react to them. And it be destructive sometimes. So you need to understand the ways and measures when you go into another environment. Because if not, you will tear that damn place up. Now you done killed all them damn people. You know what I'm saying? Now you got to be dealt with.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why you must be trained in all of this stuff. So you don't corrupt or interrupt anything. Isn't that the number one law when they say you go to any place, you do not interfere with society?
Yep.
Unless ordained to do so.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's part of that law. Okay, so that's why you got to overstand your weights and measurements.
Yes, brother. Thank you. And when I read these two new scriptures, the last two scriptures, it's going to say exactly what you said. Oh, now, watch this. Now, before I read that, I just want to elaborate with Brother Deer on top of some of the things what Brother Deer was saying. That's why Metatron say, all like brothers and sisters, we have to go to Architrace,
yes, right.
Which is like a satellite, it's a biosatellite place, so we can train to use our powers and things. Because see what's happened, we had these powers before, but it's been, who knows, trillions of years, and we haven't used them.
So
it's dormant to us. We don't know. So when we go to Architrace, the hierarchy, the Elohim angels, the hierarchy, the Sephirims, they're going to teach us. And the cherubims, they're going to teach us how to use our powers again, you see, because we haven't used them. And who God's, only the eternal Heavenly Father know how long it's been, you see. So you can't, like it did say, you can't just walk up and, you know, oh, I'm powerful, strong, whoosh, and then you done killed everything in your universe. You can't do that.
Yes, and you got to pay for
it. And you got to pay for it. So that's why they're going to train us how to use our powers and the weights and measurements, how to make ourselves lighter, heavier, dense, you know, whatever we need to become, cold, hot.
Yes, in that environment.
In that environment. You have to be trained. Without that, you can't go in the environment anyway. So it's like a biosatellite place for light brothers and sisters to train at. Okay. B&O said, now check this out. My last two scriptures, which is coming from the Keys of Enoch 11 and 12, exactly what the deer said in his own words. Now listen to this. It says, the keys speak of events that will take place during the ascension when man experiences in his physical form the higher evolution, the physical ascension to new levels of galactic interstellar experience, and first is preceded by the appraisal made by the higher evolution of a complete round biogenesis experience by several planetary models. These are done through sophisticated high-speed data transfer system controlled by spaceships. You see, that's why I was saying, brothers and sisters, exactly what Adir said, because you're going to have technology that's coming from spaceships that you have to be in.
Yes.
The Father called them chariots,
yes.
You know, spaceships, you know, you because on them spaceships is technology that's not even in this on this planet.
Yes. What that is, now these spaceships, what he's talking about now, these spaceships work, they connect to the Almighty.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're basic because you need to be the certain DNA blood, I ain't going to say blood because there ain't no blood, but you need to be that related to the Father or the chemistry of your makeup, that ship adapts. It ship is like a part of you. It's basically like a Merkaba in manifest in the physical form. It's part of that. That intelligence works together on that technology. And you use that together because it connects to all mind. That's how it can adjust. How you think it can adjust to chemicals and weights and colors and sounds of the environment it go in to cloak itself. Because you just can't cloak yourself on the third dimension the way you cloak yourself on the seventh dimension.
Mm-hmm.
But the seventh dimension is another whole element.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? How you going to cloak yourself on the seventh dimension or third dimension? They don't. The elements on that dimension is totally different.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the ship has to be connected to the all mind. That just shows you how advanced the Father is on multi-levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's just how that stuff operates, like my brother's saying. You know, mm-hmm. you have to adjust to this stuff. And even your mind had to be able to conceive these things that you never saw before.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like Badolph was saying, when you on the, say you on the seventh level, you can go from the seventh down, but you can't go on the eighth level.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's stuff that's beyond, you ain't been trained to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So how can you go from a level if you're not even trained to go? You don't even know, for one thing, you don't even know how to get to that level.
Right.
You
open
see,
the door.
Right. You don't even know how to get there. You see, because your ship is only made to go to that level of understanding.
Yes.
So if your ship ain't, your Merkaba, your ship ain't able to, you can't do it.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Because just as you're trained to do what you're supposed to do as far as weights and measures, you only trained to do that.
Yes.
So if you want to go farther, then the father, mother have to train you so that you can go to these next levels.
Yes.
You know, because you can't even understand what is in that eighth realm or ninth realm or tenth realm.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So it takes the because when you, for one thing, when you connect them back to the almighty mind of the father, mother lets you know that, okay, you are going where you're supposed to go anyway.
Exactly.
You know, you're going to do whatever the father, mother wants you to do within that facility, you know. Unless the father, mother say, okay, you advanced, so now we'll train you to go to the next level. You see what I'm saying? But the father, mother train you. They won't just, they ain't going to just, okay, take you somewhere and you don't, you can't even function. You never knew about it.
Right.
It don't work like that.
Check this out. And now, addition to what Badolph's saying, check this out. That's why I've always been saying for years that it's called initiation. I can't because this here.
Right.
It's going to go away.
Right.
Let them call.
Right.
Call connected. It's a call connected. I don't know what that though. Is that all call? It got to be all call. I don't know.
No, but is it still running? Is it still? Okay.
What I was saying was this. I forgot what I was saying. Oh, initiation. That's why Christ kept with the disciples. He was initiating them to higher realms. Everything, that's why I say you are, it's a Mason process, which is really the priest of the Melchizedek. Everything you do or each realm you go on, you are initiated to that realm. That's basically everything that's going on. You're being initiated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like Badolph said, train and prepare, but it's called initiation. Mm-hmm. Now you understand what all we've been talking about is the initiation process to higher information, knowledge, wisdom, so forth, so forth, so forth. That's how that goes.
Right, you see, but see, like the key word is to be initiated.
Yes.
In order to be initiated, you have to do certain things.
Qualify.
Right, to qualify for that initiation.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you don't qualify for that initiation, you can't do it.
And that another thing too, the overstand what he's saying, when the Bible says, are you worthy?
Means
have you qualified?
Right.
See how them, you say them words and they have different meanings when you, that's why I be saying all the time, when you say a word, it has multiple meanings, especially when it comes to the light.
Right. And see, and I want to get back to you know, looking at our salvation. Mm-hmm. Look how great mm-hmm. Israel's salvation mm-hmm. is. You see what I'm saying? It's not just, okay, we go into a land and then we just start populating.
Yeah,
no.
Right, what are we going to do?
Right. The Father, Mother got so much things for us
yeah.
to do
yeah.
that we can't even fantasize
yes.
how much is it to yes. really do.
Yes.
You see, our salvation is great, but it's also like brother's salvation
yes.
on top
yes.
of our nation's
yes.
salvation.
Yes.
At the same time, the Father, Mother is judging the nation
yes.
for what they have done to Israel.
Yes.
That's why it's so much that's
yes.
got to take place. And
yes.
you're not going to have the time
yes.
to start picking up everything that you
right.
right. You think at the last minute,
yes.
oh, yeah, I'm going to try to pick this up. No,
yes.
it don't work like that.
Yes.
You see, if you did not pick up what you supposed to pick up, then you'll be stranded and you got to go back
yes.
and start all over
yes.
and then pray that the Mother Father give you the way to, you know, to start all over so you can catch up.
Yes.
You see, because you'll be so far behind
yes. Yes.
that, you know, because of you not want to give the Father, Mother the time and attention that you should have been giving them.
Yes.
You see, it's open. So that's why I love when brother just said, you know, you create your own salvation.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's that's just like I can't go and say, you know, to a, oh, I'm going to study for you. I'm going to do everything. I can't do that for
right, right.
I got to do it for me.
Right, right,
you see
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, we can come together and say, okay, but well, look what I found. Look what he found.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
yeah.
see, it's both parties participating
yes, exactly.
and chasing the Father,
yes,
Mother.
Yes.
And then they blessing us,
yes.
you see, to
yes.
bring this information
yes.
together, to bring this out
yes.
to minister to our nation.
Yes.
You see, but it got to be both parties doing the work.
Yes.
That's why I said faith is dead without
yes.
work.
Yes.
Works
yes.
is dead without faith.
There you go.
Because the both entities got to work hand to hand.
Yes.
You see,
yes.
And it just, and I just, you know, a privilege. Right? It's a privilege to be able to bring this out to our nation and let them know about how our salvation is going to be,
mm-hmm.
how great our
mm-hmm.
salvation
yes.
is. Because we always talk about, you know, or Israel was, you know, we was in captivity,
mm-hmm.
we was in bondage,
mm-hmm.
we in slavery,
mm-hmm.
we, you know, all these. Oh, yeah, that's true. But we never talk about the salvation.
Yeah.
How great us are. You know, we always focusing on, you know, what we have done
mm-hmm.
to get this punishment and judgment.
Mm-hmm.
But the Father, Mother is going to give us salvation.
Right.
That over, listen, our salvation is so great, the Father, Mother said, we're not even going to ever think about
yes.
what we
yes.
went through. It's a punishment
yes.
because the salvation is so
yes.
great. Because
the Father even said, he said, I was only mad at them just a little.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he wasn't even really mad at us like they try to tell us.
Right.
He said, I was only mad at them for a little. He said, but them damn Edomites,
mm.
them Gentiles,
mm.
oh, they made it much worse.
Yeah. It's everything that they have done, they're going to receive
yes.
double judgment.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So he even goes to the stick to tell us, don't even think about their punishment because it's going to be so great. Don't
yes.
even think about it.
Yes.
You know, because...
Yes.
If you focus on chasing me. That's
right.
the Father, Mother.
Right.
Focus on your
right.
minds and hearts on following what I say
right.
so that you can get your blessings
mm-hmm.
and salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want to do. But anyway, this is going to end our... It's going to end our program. I want to thank the Eternal Heavenly Father, our Mother, Barbilo, Messiah, Metatron, for giving us the privilege to be able to do this work. And I look at it as a privilege because sometimes, you know, we get used to, oh, yeah, I'm going to do another blog talk radio show, and it don't happen. So what the Father do is humble you. Thank you, Eternal Heavenly Father. Because we don't know. I'm going to prepare three of them. Yeah. I'm going to stay here, Father. Sit you behind them.
Yeah.
You're going to do what I say. Yep, and exactly right. And I thank you. So my name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
another dear thing.
And I want to thank y'all who listen to our radio show. And if it's the Father Mother's will, we'll be back next week to do another blog talk show, or whenever the Father Mother allow us to do a blog talk radio show.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you, and I'm going to say peace be unto our nation. Shalom.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Oh, man, you were terrible, my dog.
I'm going to pay three of them now.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, you can pay all you want, but you're going to do it when I tell you to do it.
Right.
You can kill 100 of them. That's cool.
Yeah. You're right.
You're going to do it.
Talking about, yeah, I'm going to do that tomorrow. But we're going to be there. Yeah. Like, you ain't doing nothing tomorrow. I got some milk plan for you.
I got some milk plan for you, black ass.
That's right.
You right, Lord.
What's going on here? Look at it. Well, you sure you want it in? Oh, no. Probably I messed up all good work.
We don't have to check it.
I think they done got it. They done got it in this computer, man. It's a new computer.
And this is a brand new computer.
Mm-hmm.
So,
sure. Let's make sure it's shut down. Let me see.
India. What?
What's going on?
It's wow. We gonna see.
Still say on air.
Yeah, still say. Damn.
Just terrible, ain't it?
It's terrible.
Brand new computer.
Brand new computer.
Can't say because it's old or something.
No,
like
this
that.
Is brand new.
Yeah, and it got the up-to-date software.
Yep.
The spyware, whatever it's called.
What, that lit up something? No, that. No, I thought. No, that's nothing. What is they doing?
It's been shut down. I don't know what's going on. It's terrible, man.
This terrible.
Technology, boy. They, like you said, they got, when they get a hold of it, they can do what they want.
Right. They can manipulate, you know. The thing is, all we can do is pray and ask.
We was talking too good up in this.
Yeah, and they ain't want to hear that.
Are you sure you want to end this episode? Yes.
Well, how do you?
It ran out of time. It said they had 90 seconds. So what the heck?
So even when you X out of it, dear.
It won't look.
It won't even let you X out of it.
I'm going to hit this. I see it say end episode. And I was trying to end it, but it's not ending it.
Wow. What is this? Upload the audio for your episode.
That's other stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to do with that.
That's
another whole program over there.
Let's see if it plays.
Let me put them on Facebook. See if it takes.
Unreal.
I'm going to see something. I'm going to look over here and see if Lilith's doing anything. Let's see. Oh, hell no. They're going to kick us out. Let me see.
Damn.
Let me go back.
Incredible.
Terrible, man. It is.
Okay.
That was a dumb one. So this went to the second one.
Yeah, that took
us. Let me go to episodes. Episodes. Oh, there they go. Now, we just got to wait on this one right here.
Okay.
Because it ain't doing nothing yet.
Right.
What did it say? Six people listening out. Okay. Four. Let me go back to, let me see what it says. Studio. Okay. Now let's try to end it.